Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Where something like Star Wars Rise of Skywalker can still checklist its way to box office success, including expected plot elements and all-out fanservice, a big-budget game taking the same approach always results in almost total failure. Look to The Avengers, EA's Rocket Arena, Ghost Recon Breakpoint, or Anthem. All projects with business-mandated mechanics or progression loops that actively got in the way of any recommendable core quality. All these titles bombed because a regular game-playing audience very much know what they want. There's always room for pleasant surprises, just look at the newly announced Sifu, but sometimes a wrong move gets called out so viciously, all future plans are completely thrown away. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 times fan backlash killed video game sequels. Number 8, Splinter Cell. The more time we get away from the last Splinter Cell, i.e. 2013's Blacklist, the less likely it feels as though Ubisoft will ever make another. Simply put, the deck is too stacked against them. Besides the stealth genre completely going away, being resided to hide in the tall grass rather than having dedicated entries other than something like Hitman, Splinter Cell itself was rallied against for ditching iconic actor Michael Ironside as Sam Fisher. It got so bad that Ubisoft CEO Yves Guillemot said many of their own development teams simply didn't want to touch the IP, leading to what's now almost a decade without a sequel. The best we've had is some Ghost Recon DLC, a cameo in mobile game Elite Squad, and Sam popping up as an operator in Rainbow Six Siege, but his name is now Zero. That's one hell of a codename considering his apparent current worth outside of the core fandom. Number 7, The Two Human Trilogy. When the guy who helped bring Legacy of Kain and Eternal Darkness to life, Denis Dyack, wants to do an entirely original trilogy, one that mixes sci-fi technology with Norse mythology and fantasy weapons, you pretty much just get out of his way and hope for the best. Such was the case with the much maligned Two Human, a project initially sketched out as a series of titles way back in the late 90s, only to go through development hell for the next decade, emerging barely playable in 2008. Now, Two Human's woes were not entirely related to fan feedback, though Dyack logging on to message boards and actively berating fans because they didn't get what he was going for didn't help. The wider issue was a lawsuit between developer Silicon Knights and Epic over a stolen game engine, resulting in the latter winning and ordering all copies of Two Human to be recalled. This became a bitter, multi-year-long back-and-forth that saw gamers thoroughly dissect Two Human as a potential franchise starter, Dyack's work on past titles, and how he was apparently a nightmare to work with during development itself. It took until 2014 for Two Human sequels to finally be canned, the cause being a mix of everything, legal and commercial, that had led to that point. Number 6, Doom 4. If you were there at the time, you know just how volatile the response to Doom 3 was. Longtime fans were furious this once arcadey, heavy metal-backed tornado of chainsaws and explosions had become a corridor-crawling survival horror with a worse shotgun. They despised the very notion of having to switch weapons to equip a flashlight, as it fundamentally broke the core ethos of what Doom was. Behind the scenes, though, id Software were already preparing to continue running with the idea of Doom as something far more generic. Developing Doom 4 alongside what would eventually become 2011's Rage, a mix of overwhelmingly negative responses to Doom 3 and Bethesda stepping in to can the project alongside, led to this sequel being abandoned altogether. Doom's existing departments were overhauled, Hugo Martin was appointed one of the creative directors, and the overblown, self-aware, let's just have fun with action movie tropes and carnage feel of modern Doom was put in motion. Number 5, Fez 2. What a stratospheric rise and fall both creator Phil Fish and the potential Fez franchise had at the start of the 2010s. One of the most cherished early indie darlings that helped usher in a new wave of incredible video games done with much smaller teams and lower budgets, Fez remains an essential puzzle platformer to this day. Understandably then, Fish already had ideas for a sequel, but as would become abundantly clear just a month before the original dropped, his personality was his own worst enemy. Speaking at a GDC talk in March 2012, Fish actively called out Japanese game developers, saying all modern Japanese titles just suck. The situation blew up and carried onto various online platforms, where Fish told anyone who disagreed with him to choke on his you-know-what and tweeted that gamers are the worst effing people. 1 year later, Fish was again in hot water over not wanting to discuss a new indie development plan from Microsoft, to which Game Trailer's Marcus Beer called him a tosspot and various other insults. In the end, after so much vitriol and Phil's reputation largely in the toilet, he cancelled Fez 2, declaring it was the end of a long bloody campaign before delisting everything and taking all associated websites offline. Number 4, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare 2. Still the most disliked game trailer of all time, coming in with 3.9 million downvotes and an 86.1% dislike ratio, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare was a spectacular misfire that doubled as the breaking point for an entire mainstream fandom. Assumedly born out of Activision fearing the Titanfall games, as they were developed by ex-Modern Warfare creators, Call of Duty embarked on a strange, dreamlike sci-fi bent that got notably terrible with Black Ops 3. When Infinite Warfare yet again didn't return to boots-on-the-ground gameplay, an entire army of millions of players let Activision know. Play it today and Infinite Warfare is a totally solid sci-fi FPS with one of the best campaigns in COD history, but put bluntly by an ex-Infinity Ward developer in 2019, because of everything that happened, you will never get Infinite Warfare 2. Number 3, Destiny 3. Watching Destiny unfold since 2014 has been one hell of a thing. Starting as a full-on laughingstock thanks to terrible line reads from Peter Dinklage and development essentially restarting only months before launch, it was Destiny 2 that finally started getting things right. Still, it was far from perfect, though as player numbers remained high, Activision dug their claws in more, resulting in a slew of controversies from overpriced dance emotes to threadbare content packs, a reliance on RNG, and the general sentiment of being strung along for something satisfying forever on the horizon. Fans rejoiced when Bungie announced they were breaking free of their corporate overlords. Reports stated staff were actively celebrating and popping champagne corks at the news, and Bungie quickly got to work acknowledging everything that was wrong with Destiny. Top of that list was cancelling Destiny 3 and committing to Destiny 2's existing fanbase. D2 had only been prioritised over fixing the original thanks to Activision, and the publisher claimed Destiny had not met financial expectations anyway, hence why they were okay letting the IP go. Without that multi-year-long backlash and fan-fueled crusade quote-unquote devaluing Destiny so Bungie could take it and run, we wouldn't have a drastically better product today. Number 2, Anthem 2. Oh god, Anthem. Even before launch, it didn't look good for Bungie's Destiny-chasing third-person loot-em-up. Following a disastrous reception that admittedly recouped some money through microtransactions, Anthem's player numbers plummeted. Despite launching in February 2019, only 2 months later it had dropped out the top 50 played games on Xbox, with just 2,500-ish people seeing what Bungie still had in store. The answer, of course, was nothing, and as no roadmap for content materialized, a rotation of developers and project leads led to a reboot. Called Anthem Next, it was to be implemented across 2020. Once again, though, it was nothing but silence from the devs and shrugs from consumers. February 2021 revealed only 30 people had been tasked with saving the game and subsequent franchise, and EA then decided to cancel it all instead, a move literally predicted from day one. No doubt those left at BioWare are glad to be working on Mass Effect or Dragon Age again, but what a cataclysmic waste of money this entire project has been. And number 1, The Last of Us Part 3. Speaking of things changing over time, where mentioning The Last of Us used to bring about smiles and memories of playing Naughty Dog's 2013 masterpiece, the sequel isn't anywhere near as agreed upon. In fact, despite its clear popularity, sales and critic-wise, The Last of Us 2 had a monumentally toxic release, thanks to incorrect plot spoilers leaking early and a portion of the fanbase actively chastising all who worked on it. This resulted in creative lead Neil Druckmann receiving death threats and anti-Semitic comments, Laura Bailey being harassed over social media for character Abby and her role in the story, and when all was said and done, Druckmann referred to the ordeal as the worst day of his life. The sentiment coming out of the rest of 2020 from Druckmann largely centered on how even The Last of Us Part 2 was a tough sell, considering the collective love for the original. Being they still managed a sequel, there's even less worthwhile material to dive into next time. He's ultimately said that he can't fully rule out a Part 3, but that he also doesn't know what it would be about, nor if it's even necessary, and notes a new IP is likely the way to go.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.